We are learning Mesechtes B'Metzia Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting 5 lines from the top, middle of a line. We're handling still the sugya of Rav Yanai and Rav Yechanon. When are you chayiv and meiser? Do you need pnei bayis or not? Mosiv Mazutra. Ezehu Geroinon LeMaisrois. What is considered Gemar Malacha? This is a Mishnah Mesechtes Maisrois that says, when is it considered Gemar Malacha for meiser? Meiser can mean meiser Rishon, meiser Sheni. Meiser Rishon goes to the Levi, Ma'aser Sheni goes up to Yerushalayim. So when is it considered Gerim L'Ma'aseris? B'Kishuin U'V'Diluin, by cucumbers and gourds, Mishu Yipkesu. What does that mean? Avam Rav Asi, Mishu Nitlo Pikes Shalahem. They have like a little, like on top of a cucumber, on top of a gourd, there's a little bit of a leaf that grows on the top, like a little crown, and that falls off by itself. You don't take it, it falls off by itself. So when that falls off, sometimes it falls off even after it's talosh. When that falls off, that's called Gemar Malacha. So my lab, that's Mar's question. This is Masiv is a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yana, who hold the Pnei Bayis and Pnei Chatz. That's where we're heading to. My lab, Mishiv Kesuvil Besada, even if it happens in the Sada. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yechanan, and for the Gemara, Loi Mishiv Kesuvil Bayis. When it happened in the Bayis, it falls off in the Bayis. Yehochi, if that's the Vart, that doesn't work until it happens. That's what it should say. If that's still a prerequisite to happen and really needs sada also, I'm talking about even in the bias. So you think until you finish the whole, all the cucumbers that you brought in have to be done with this leaf. Once it starts, that's enough. Once it starts, it's not enough. Now the chiddush is that even the bayis not kaveh until this happens. And even we said before that kasha from mites, but over here, this obviously is nigmar enough that will help pay bayis, would have enough of effect on it that even though it falls off afterwards, That's enough. The Tais really asks this kasha. If you look at Tais the Vaschal Loi, Tais says v'tema kimdech nisam labayis koydim gemar tikunam, which means over here, what are we saying over here? It went into the bayis, but the leaf will fall off afterwards. The pella is, we just spoke out before, that if it goes in before it's nigmar, it doesn't work. So Tais asks v'tema. Tais asks the kasha kimdech nisam labayis koydim gemar tikunam. My chayavim, my shdom, my achnas tvua, but my shaloi dom rabba ishia the potem and a meiser. So yes, it says. And Lamaisa, it's a bumper kashas. He says that the Yesh Loimar Mutrein the Vadechidim Serim Shadark Lamarkum Asad Lahachas Labayis Memorachim Emechav Meiser. But here, this is the happens the bayis. Therefore, it's called enough nigma. The difference is like this: to bring in wheat, the bran, you don't take off bran in the house. That works in the field. So there, you don't take it in the field. It's a problem. But this, it was normal. This cucumbers were tallish. Remember, they're tallish. They had a little leaf on top. That was normal to fall off in the house. And therefore, it's not a problem that if that happens. That's the Tosfos answer. That's the simple terrors. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Another kasha on Rav Yana and Rav Yishe. Mosim Azuch, Rav Nachman. Garnoy lemaiser lechayev lo mishum tevel. When is something considered a garnoy lemaiser the chayev shum tevel? Mishetigmar melachton. When you have gemar melacha, ve'ezehu gemar melachton. What's considered gemar melacha? Melaches hachnasosam. When you gather it. Now the Gemara thought my lav hachnasosam fill a besoda, which Rashi says means umay hachnasosay tzvirosay vasifosay lekri l'shem kinos. That I pile in a pile, that already is called hachnasa. And we thought that was called gemar malach already. My lav hachnasosam fill a besoda. So you see, it's a kasha Rav Yana and Rav Yechon who needs a bayis or a chotza. So Gemara loy hachnasosam lebayis. It means bringing into the bayis. That's called the nigmar malach or legabi meiser. Zeh gemar malachdom. So that's one teretz. The boy is saying a big yisoy. He come Rav Yanai bezeisim vanovim lav negerinu. When the Rav Yanai says halacha has to go into a house, dafka zeisim vanovim that don't go into a pile. Aval chitim is oyrim gerin behedik sivu, which means this whole din is dafka by this whole din that it has to be in the house is dafka by zeisim vanovim. The derech is bringing into the house. But chitim v'soirim, where does it stay? It doesn't stay in your house. It's piled in the field. There, gemar ma'is is enough in the field. The biggest story that the Gemara answers, the whole Rabbi Yana and thing is only the gabi zeis v'anovim. The whole Rabbi Yana and only gabi zeis v'anovim. Only gabi olives and grapes. But not the gabi wheat. Not the gabi wheat. The Gemara, we said over 4 times, Rabbi Ishiya Gemara, that Gemara says, Klar, but Mait Shalai, Gemara says, you need ba'is even by chitim. Zok Rashi, That's more as agar agamara. Look at Rashi, avachitim. But they mean by alma gabi chaver shemes v'niach mgurim really in Paris mikara emeloi tovak rav. Oish yodom on the marma to wasoi less lehai tirutza ela fill bechitim v'sayrim nami am rabbiyana. So the chlekes asugis. There are sugis a whole. The even bechitim v'sayrim. There's a din of bringing it into the bais, bringing it into the sada. Adkan the sugir of rabbiyana and reichim which came in because we want to ask a kasha from the poil kenaf shechos avachem. So the marav. Eshkan Odom Mechubar. We find over here a din that a person who's working in Mechubar, in things in Tfuah or Paris that are attached to the ground, he's working in that, he eats it. The first apostle, Kisava Bekamas Recha, Kisava Bekerem Recha, he eats the Tfuah and Oven. And you find Shar B'talosh, Loisachsam Shar B'disha, threshing happens B'talosh. So we have a pasuk by Odom Mechubar and Shar B'talosh. Odom B'talosh M'nolon. What's the makar that a Odom that is working in the talosh, or Adam, a person's working talosh, let's say in the state of Daesh, how do we know that he, Yechayiv, to feed, let the poel eat freely from what he's working on? How do we know? We only know by Shar. So more of it's a Kavachayim and Mashar. Mashar, Shayna, Oichel, Mechubar, Shar, that doesn't eat Mechubar, which means it doesn't say first by Shar, Yelad, eat Mechubar, Oichel, Betalosh, still you have a din that the Shar, like Sachsam, Shar, B'disha, don't muzzle the Shar while he's doing Dosh. So that means he can eat. Odom, Shayichel, Mechubar, so first he eats Mechubar, and he didn't Shayichel, Betalosh. So therefore it's Kavachayim. They don't know, it's not a Kavachayim. Mala Shar, Shkin, Atom, Tzuva, Lachasim, Asai. Mal Shar, there's a lav on Lay Sachsim. Tayim ba Adam, like we said before, is a meat. Tayim ba Adam, Shi'i Atom, Tzava, Lachasim, Asai. There's no chiv. There's no lav on chesim asay. So freitim are okay. So v'yehadam mitzuvah al chesim asay. Make a kavachayim that the adam shim mitzuvah al chesim asay. What's the kavachayim? And the kavachayim is shor. Umar shor shi'yehadam mitzuvah al chayayisay. There's no din, no kupas ezra on al chayayisay. There's no din tem cheshabas on a shor. Right? You're not mechuyav al chayayisay. And still, at the mitzuvah al chesim asay, you're still the lois achesor b'dishay. Adam shi'yehadam mitzuvah al chayayisay. Adam that you mitzvah lahachi yosai, you have a chiyuv to help him live. Ain't it dinshat mitzvah lahachi yosai? So it's a kavachaymer.
Maybe that's only
benoni. Amakra kenafshecha kenafshe shalpoyel ma nafshoy im chesam. The tarit is a miyut to this. So you ask only about ani. There's still a kavachaymer that madach the aniim of the people are eat. So of course the poyel eat also. Amakra kenafshecha kenafshe shalpoyel ma nafshoy im chesam osi potter. The tarit says there is a cost of yinach chayv mechasima. So therefore now it's back shver. How do we know what odom betolosh eats? We said it's a kavachaymer from shor. It says no, it's not a kavachaymer. Shor has a maila, has a lav chesima. And the odom is not a lav chesima. How do we know from the pasuk kenafshecha? Because you don't have a lav on yourself. You don't have a lav on the poyel. So the odom betolosh menolam. How do you know odom who's working in the talosh eats from the produce that he's working on? On my craw, the pasuk says, "Kama kama beis pa'amim." It says in the pasuk, "Kamas reyecha" twice. It says, "Kisove v'kamas reyecha v'ktaftam lilos biyadecha v'chemresh loysonif al kamas reyecha." Kamas twice. Why is it kama twice? Kama kama beis pa'amim. The first kama teach you call bali kama, like we learned in yesterday's daf. The second one is for this. It's an extra word teaches on talosh. So that's the first makar that an odom betalosh eats from the extra word kama. Rabbi Ami Omar, odom betalosh loitzach kro. Why? Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Yisovei bekerem riecha. You went into the vineyard to work. Milo yiskinin shesachol lekatev. Don't you know, it's talking about even a case where they hired you to schlep. So that's talosh. And therefore, v'om rachmon aleichol, that you should eat. So we have two pshatim bottom line, how you know Adam and Talosh eats. Either there's an extra word kama, or it's a kisav kamrech as masma. I don't say you're cutting, it doesn't say kataftam alila, it says you came into Karen to work. So therefore, in any case, you chayv to let the poil eat, even by Talosh. That's good, we finished up with Adam. Now, shar b'mechubar b'nala. How do we know if a shar is working in mechubar, he's working to harvest, let's say, he's schlepping around to harvest, what's the halacha? Does shar eat or not? So menale, a kavachayim adam. Ma adam she'ino oichel betolosh. Adam is not refers to eats betolosh. Has a din that oichel b'mechubar shor she'oichel betolosh. A shor that we have mefurish leisachs b'shor b'dishar that eats betolosh. Ain't a din she'oichel b'mechubar. So Adam, no. Ma la adam she'kenat b'tzuv lachiyosai. The adam always has a maila. Don't learn from adam that just like adam eats b'mechubar, a shor eats b'mechubar. Adam has a maila b'tzuv lachiyosai. You have to give him. You have to give the aniyim. You have to help out the aniyim. B'mechubar lachiyosai. All cases. Time b'shar she'kenat b'tzuv lachiyosai. Don't chiyev to take care of the shor. Freit the Gemara. So v'heishar b'tzuv lachiyosai. M'kavachayim. Taka. This should be b'mechubar lachiyosai. There's no chiv loisachsim sharv di shayatam tzuvah lachi yosai. Shor shayatam mitzuvah lachsim asai. That is a chiv loisachsim sharv di shay. Ainu shayatam tzuvah lachi yosai. There should be a kavachayim. They are mechuyev to make sure the shor has everything he needs and he's living. On makro, the pasuk says in parashas Bahar, v'chei achicha imach v'achicha v'loy shor. Dafki your brother, not a shor. Okay, so it's back shver now. We can't learn a shor b'mechuber from a kavachayim. More than why called him as a mile mitzvah lachi yosai. V'lo shor b'mechuber menolay menolay. How do we know shor keep mechuber? On makro, the pasuk says riacha riacha base problem. It says komas riacha twice. The first, so why is it komas riacha twice? The extra riacha. I mean, in le'odom mechubah, so in le'sharbah mechubah. Interesting, you learn from the word re'acha, it's not even a friend, but the extra word re'acha we learn out, eshar. Huh? Yeah. You learn out. To in le'sharbah mechubah. Ravina, well, you don't need anything. Le'odom atolosh, le'sharbah mechubah tzuyuchikroi. Why not? The chsiv, we have a hekesh, the chsiv. Le'sachsim sharbah dishoy. Mechti. It's not afka ashar. The din chasima is not afka ashar. It's by any animal. So why did it say shor? On top of Peitasim Aleph. Mechti, kol mila estu b'chasim, afin on shor, shor, m'shabes. In Cain, lichtoi b'rachma, so lichtoi loy sidish b'chasim. Just say loy sidish b'chasim. Why say shor? Shor is lav dafka. Come on, you learn it from Shabbos. It's every single animal. So why did it pick out shor? It's the extra word for something. Shor the cause of Ron Lomeli, la kushe choysim l'nichsam. To make a hekesh from the one who's getting muzzled to the muzzler. Ma... But both ways. Lakushi choisem lenechsam, venechsam lechoisem. Ma choisem oichel b'mechubor, just like the choisem, which is the Adam. He eats mechubor. Af nechsam, which is the behema, oichel b'mechubor. Uma nechsam, just like the behema, oichel b'talosh. Eats b'talosh, says the pasuk, the sach shor b'dishoy. Af choisem oichel b'talosh. So we have a hekesh of Adam to shor to Adam, legabe chilas poilim, and therefore we know both of them. That's what coming out through Ravina. We know everything for that. We know that both Adam betolosh and shor both ways, and Adam betolosh and shor b'mechuba. We learn out from this hekesh. So that's the bottom line: is that the poil gets sai b'mechuba, sai betolosh. We saw it in our mishnah already like that, and this is the makar for that. That Adam, who's a poil, is working, harvesting, he eats, and he works betolosh also, he eats. And there's more dinim to this, if nigmar m'locha l'maiser, gedulei karka, and all those things. And that's what we'll learn in Drashas on Daf Pei Tes, Omed Aleph.